Hello, everybody. This is Michael Whitehouse, and you are listening to an experiment, an experimental new podcast concept. I've given a number of speeches in the last few days, and people have responded quite positively, and they said I was energetic and funny and engaging. And yet, my regular podcast, the Guy Who Knows the Guy podcast, is not getting a lot of listenership. And I was trying to figure out why that might be, and I realized that when I'm giving those speeches, I'm standing up in front of an audience. My hands are free, my energy can flow, and I can really get something going. And in my podcast, I'm sitting and doing an interview, and then I'm in a studio, staying very still, so I'm at the right distance from the microphone, and I'm in the proper form so we can get the right sound quality and environment. So I just want to try shooting from the hip and just throwing something out here. Just spontaneously, I'm literally driving a car right now because my mind works when I'm moving, whether I'm driving or talking. I'm able to get my energy flowing, get my thoughts flowing a lot better when I've got some kind of motion going on. I think when I'm just sitting there on a microphone, I'm not able to capture that energy. And maybe while my interviews are great, maybe you want to hear me. I don't know. And maybe no one will listen to this and you guys will be like, dude, stop recording stuff. We don't want to hear it. I don't know. That could be the case. Who knows? Although I do get a lot of positive feedback in my videos. Even the videos end up a little bit stilted because I've got to hold that camera in front of my face for long enough to do that. So I got a little microphone here in my mouth. Well, not in my mouth, on my cheek, I guess you'd say. And I'm going to talk about some stuff. So still a little bit about me. For those who don't know me, let's do an introduction. Let's just kind of try this out and see what you all think. So I wear a number of hats. Not literally. Literally, I wear no hats because I used to wear a black felt hat. That was kind of my trademark for a while, and people thought I looked like, I got a lot of feedback that I looked like a rabbi, which, you know, nothing against rabbis, but not my look, not really what I'm going for. Looking to look like a serious business person, and people thought I looked like I was wearing a costume, so that wasn't the look, so no hats. But virtually, I wear a lot of hats. Of course, my core business is that I publish for Best Version Media. I publish Rotten Mystic Neighbors and Niantic Neighbors and very soon Stonington Neighbors. Yes, that used to be Stonington Mystic Neighbors. We expanded to include Pawcatuck in the plan for the new one. So it's now going to be Stonington Neighbors, so it'll still be Mystic and Mason's Island and Stonington Borough, but also Pawcatuck. I'm always picturing one of those, you know, signs with a splat on it says, now with Pawcatuck. Someone said it should have the Willie Mays there holding up a big sign. But wait, there's more. We've got Pawcatuck here. So that's my kind of my day job, if you will. The major brand that I put everything under is The Guy Who Knows a Guy. That name, of course, comes from my book of the same name, The Guy Who Knows a Guy, which is all about networking and connecting with people. And again, I've gotten some great feedback on it from the 40 people who have read it. They really like it, and I don't think that number is an exaggeration. I think it's about 40. Because I never really promoted it heavily, but it is available on Amazon. If you haven't heard it or read it yet, you can get an ebook. I think it's like $5 or the printed book is $10. You can get that on Amazon. It's available in a couple stores too, if you like. If you like going to stores, the Book Barn Niantic has it, and Myrtle Rose in Groton. Myrtle Rose is a cute little gift shop there. What else do I do? So I am in Rotary. I will be the president of the Groton Rotary Club next year, starting in July. I'm in Mystic BNI. I'll be the visitor host there because, you know, I can't avoid being in leadership of any organization I'm part of, apparently. I'm also in Toastmasters. I'm the vice president of public relations for that group. Funny story about how that happened. I joined Toastmasters because I love speaking. I know, believe it or not, Michael Whitehouse loves speaking? What? Crazy. Who knew? I know, but Michael, you're so shy and quiet. Yeah, so I like speaking. I actually got invited to a group called the Southeast Senior Network to give a talk on networking, because of course I'd written a book on the topic, and they're a networking organization, and their membership felt that it might be cool to have someone come in and talk about networking. So the way I usually give a speech is I'll have sort of an ordered, organized part of it to start with, 5 or 10 minutes, that's planned, and the rest is all Q&A, because that way, one, less planning, because that's kind of how I roll. And two, I can make sure everything I'm talking about is relevant to the people I'm speaking to. So I gave that talk on networking. Now, networking is not what you would call engaging topic. If you're like, hey, what do you want to do this Friday night? Well, I've heard there's a talk on networking. Oh, networking? I love talks about networking. After that, you know, maybe next week you can go to a talk on financial planning, because that sounds like fun. All right, but I did my my kind of introductory core information, and then I opened it up to questions and engagement, and I kept them going for like 45 more minutes. We talked until I finally, until the organizers finally said, "Okay, we're out of time. We got to stop." But there were still more questions. People still want to talk. So apparently, I'm not like boring. I'm actually interesting when I'm in front of a crowd. I don't know how. I don't know how I got to be that way. People ask me, they're like, "Hey, Michael, can you give a talk on how to be a great public speaker?" And I'm like, "Totally. Step one, don't be afraid of public speaking. Step two, doesn't matter because you can't do step one. I don't have a natural fear of public speaking. That's my superpower. So that's how I speak well. I do sometimes have a fear of saying the wrong thing, but that can be in a group of one or a group of 100. And frankly, the larger the group is, the less afraid I am, because then it's more of a public conversation, and I can avoid offensive topics, but I don't need to worry about accidentally offending the one person I'm engaging with. So So Toastmasters, as I mentioned, that's what I was talking about, Toastmasters. Toastmasters has something called an awe counter, who counts ums and ahs and so's and mms and all those filler words that I just did four of in a row. And it's to teach you to avoid using filler words, because filler words are fillers. They're not great content. So Toastmasters is great for making you aware of that and doing less of it. Obviously, it's not perfect, and I still do it some, especially as I'm thinking. The trick, by the way, is to talk slower, so your mouth does not outrace your brain. I'm obviously not doing that, but that is the best way to avoid using filler words, and simply to be aware of when you're doing them. Back to the point. I was talking about how I got Toastmasters. So I gave that talk to the Southeast Senior Network, and I loved it. First, I love the Southeast Senior Network, which is a network of businesses that serve the senior community, like senior living places and senior assistance, and also businesses that serve them, like insurance and marketing and whatnot. So I've joined and been going pretty much ever since, because it's a wonderful, fantastic group of people to connect with. I also really enjoyed the speaking. And of course, I couldn't replicate the someone called me to invite me to speak to their organization, but Toastmasters gives you an opportunity to speak regularly and get feedback, and I said I should join Toastmasters because, one, that'll give me the chance to speak, which I love doing, and two, it will give me more credentials as a speaker and perhaps will get me more speaking engagements. Awesome. So I joined last July, and I was joining just to be a speaker. I wasn't looking to be leadership. I wasn't looking to do big grand things. I just wanted a chance to speak in front of an audience and improve my skills and just kind of have some fun. Well, sure enough, as I join, it is election time when they're choosing officers. And there's 8 officer roles in Toastmasters. I'm not going to list them all, but most of them are operational roles. But one of them is the Vice President of Public Relations. And when I joined the Mystic Aquarium Toastmasters Club, which I joined, did not have a vice president of public relations. It had been empty for 2 years. No one had been doing it. And they were reading the description. The description is things like promote the club at events and keep an eye out for opportunities for collaborative efforts and guest appearances and social media and blah, blah, blah. And one of the members who, if I shared 20 words with this person, I'd be exaggerating. She said, "That sounds just like Michael Whitehouse." And I was like, how do you even know that? I mean, you're right, but how do you know that? So I said, all right. I mean, I don't want to take the role from, I don't really want leadership at all, but I certainly don't want to take the role from anyone. But if nobody is doing it, if it's an empty seat, I guess I can sit in it. I can't do any worse. I'm not promising I'll do a lot, but as the opportunity presents itself, I guess I'll do what I can. And they gave me the role, and I said, sure, here I am. I'm a leader. And I haven't done a lot. I'm talking about it right here, and, you know, maybe someone will hear this. I did put an article about them in Groton Mystic Neighbors, which got an email almost immediately from 2 of our readers saying, Toastmasters, we love Toastmasters. We were in it before we moved up here to Connecticut, and we'd love to join again. Who are joining. They just put in their application to join, so I brought in a couple members, I guess, so I'm not doing a terrible job, and I'm definitely doing a better job than my predecessor, who was nobody. When in doubt, be better than nobody. If the empty chair did a better job than you, you are in trouble. So what else do I do? Oh, I'm also on the church council. of the Noank Baptist Church, because, again, not looking for leadership, they said, you seem youthful and energetic, and would you like to join the council because we think you have some great ideas? And I said, sure. So I've got that leadership role as well. So I'm here, there, and everywhere, but I've gotten more judicious about what I take on. I used to launch, you know, major projects and get involved in big things and would way overfill my plate and then do a terrible job everywhere. Now, I look for synergies. So as the president of the Groton Rotary Club, that synergizes being on the church council. That also kind of synergizes with my main business, which is publishing a magazine that supports good work and charity efforts and positive things in the community. So these things, they build my business, they build each other. I've been able to connect the Rotary Club and the church in some ways. I've been able to connect Toastmasters with the magazine. So everything kind of fits in under one umbrella and becomes positive instead of being 17 different projects in 17 different places, or up until recently, multiple projects in multiple states, when I certainly didn't have the time to be traveling up and down the countryside, here, there, and everywhere. So that's what I'm doing now. So those are my various hats. And so I've got the Guy Who Knows the Guy podcast, and I'm actually gonna put this, as I'm telling you, I'm going to put this in the feed of that podcast, which you know because you're probably listening to it on the feed of that podcast. But as I record this, I have not done so yet. So hopefully it works. I'm hoping you listen to it and give me some feedback when you listen to it on the feed. You can email me at michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. You can call or text me at 203-707-1245. You can send me a Facebook message. You can visit the Groton Rotary Club and have lunch with me and tell me what you think there. Tuesdays at the Marriott every week in Groton at noon. Feel free to come. I'd love to have you as my guest. It's a great group of people. There's a whole bunch of other ways to reach me. If you can't, yeah, when people are like, oh, I couldn't find your number, you didn't try. Seriously, my contact information is all over the internet. If you don't know how to reach me, you did not try. But there it is. That's my phone number and email. Well, one of my email addresses. I have 20 email addresses, maybe. I don't know. I've got a lot of them. And I may need to add another one because the way Anchor works, I need to have a new account if I want to have a new podcast. But we're just going to try this one. This is a few minutes long. How long is this? Computer, how long is this? 12 minutes, 35 seconds is what it's showing. And that's what it's going to be because I'm not going to slap a header or anything on it. Podcast is simply going to be, you hit play, you hear my voice until my voice stops and the podcast is over. And if that gets some traction, maybe I'll do some stuff, add some sponsors or music, or I'll sing to you. Tra-la-la. Yes, that's the Captain Underpants. Actually, sorry, I was saying that wrong. Tra-la-la. That's the Captain Underpants song. For anyone who has children, of all the shows you can watch with your children, Captain Underpants is one of the more amusing and less insipid ones. It's got a lot of great amusing references that go over the kids' heads, but that adults will certainly get. But so it's good for young and old alike. It's good times. All right, well, there's my 13, 14-minute podcast. Maybe you will enjoy it. I know some people have said an hour is too long, and that's why you don't listen to my podcast. So let's try this short format. I mean, this could go to 25 minutes because I don't know how to shut up, and I haven't gotten home yet. So I might still talk for... No, just kidding. Website. I do have a website. It's www.guywhoknowsaguy.com. On there, you'll find a bunch of stuff that you may find interesting. You may not find it interesting. Go there anyway. I also have an email list that you may find interesting if you're in Southeast Connecticut and want to build your business and like networking, because I've already done the work of compiling all the networking events, or many of the networking events, in Southeast Connecticut. So you don't have to. You can just get on my email list and check your email once a week, and boop, there it'll be right there at 6:45 a.m. on Monday morning, I think is when I scheduled it to go out, unless I forget. If you don't get it Monday morning, so I was busy on Sunday and didn't have a chance to do it. Sorry, it's free. You can't complain. I'll give you your money back. But you can sign up for the email list on the website, or you can just email me or drop me a note or whatever. I'm sure you can find me somehow. I'm Michael Whitehouse. You have just listened to a test of this podcast concept. It doesn't even have a name. I'm just called like Michael Talks About Stuff or whatever, because people seem to like the authentic and natural, free-flowing content. And heck, I could do this daily. Who wants a daily 15-minute podcast from me? Because I can rock that every day of the week. That would be super fun. I'll just walk them down the hallway and talk about stuff. People can send me questions, and I'll put them in there, and there we go. All right, give me your feedback. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what you want to do with my voice. I can be like the subservient chicken for you. Subservient chicken, who gets that reference? I forgot about it until I heard about it on a podcast. But yeah, if you know what the subservient chicken is also, let me know, because that is a bit of pop culture that was forgotten, but perhaps you remember. All right, that's it. I'm hitting the stop button. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, yeah, don't give me feedback if you don't like it. No, seriously, give me feedback either way. Let me know what you think. How could it be better? What can I do with this concept? And there we go. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
JV Connect is coming up quick, December 12th and 13th. If you are looking for a networking event where you can meet people who aren't looking to just pitch you or take, but actually want to collaborate, build strategic partnerships, joint ventures, maybe even find some mentors, some coaches, people to support you, accountability partners, who knows? If you're looking for good people in an environment that's not stressful, but is set up to give you a lot of great connections in an efficient amount of time, check out JV Connect. jv-connect.com. That's jv-connect.com. December 12th and 13th, 2023. We'll see you there.